I guess, yeah, we'll just, we're remembering the cheese faggot again.
And yeah, one of the best nicknames for Adam ever, which I still don't remember that, this, it's been lost to history.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, because I think it was he got cheese.
He got cheese.
And then we ate all the cheese.
We were eating his cheese. Yeah. And then he came down. We called him the cheese faggot. I think he got like really expensive cheese to eat with like apples or something gay like that.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah. And then calling him a cheese faggot. But Adam, of course, is not here yet. Yeah. He's late to work.
You think he's shitting?
Probably.
You think he's breaking the cardinal rule?
I think he's
rule?
Immediately doing that. And he's like, whatever, I'll just deal with the consequences. I'm a good person.
Look, my guts are on the rocks. It was football. It was big football Sunday yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Had eldest Pete. George, the fucking fellas were just eating Korean wings all day.
Love that.
Watching fucking, you know what? I haven't watched football that much, but I get it, man. When you just fucking with just all day on a Sunday,
it's,
just fucking,
it's really
football.
Nice, dude.
Yeah. I was like, for a while I was on my,
I haven't watched football or cared about it in probably 20 years.
It was in I watched the playoffs and it was fucking awesome.
And, yeah, this, it really, it's funny because it's like not watching it, I think. And it's like, I can't imagine that would be fun to watch. And then I put a game on, I'm like, okay, well, I'm just going to watch this stuff.
Exactly. It's nice to, it's perfect background because it's like, if it's nothing's going on, it's just background.
Right.
And then if it's great, it's the best thing to watch.
Right.
A great football game is better than anything. It's just so many of them are fucking boring.
Yeah.
But a good one sucks your dick like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
So anyway, I got about $150 worth of double fried Korean wings and nuggets.
I love that. I went
in
to
my guts.
I went to Hometown Barbecue and did the same the other day.
Love that too.
A little hungover. Decided to go get some, just cure it with animal fat.
That's the best way.
And a million stars down.
Huh?
To Hometown Barbecue.
What do you mean?
That's supposed to be like the best barbecue in New York.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never heard of it. Is that the one in Red Hook?
Yeah, that's what people say now. My personal favorite is still, I used to like the smoke joint a lot, but then
Fort Greene?
They closed. Yeah, they closed, and now it's like a peaches and a smoke joint. And then the last two times I went there, the first time I got into an argument with some woman, and I had to leave before I could order. The second time, I like sat down in one of their like cubicles, and then no one came to the table for like 20 minutes. So they probably remembered me from the time before.
Oh,
but they used to be my favorite, John Brown Smokehouse.
Is the current number one in the Mullen Barbecue?
Nah, if I go get barbecue, that's where I'll go. But I tried Hometown because everyone was like, "You got to go to Hometown."
The one in Red Hook, right?
Yeah,
everyone
yeah.
sucks that place off.
And, yeah, and then you go there, and there's the line takes like a fucking hour.
I hate that about barbecue.
I didn't get the beef rib that looked like that might be their thing.
No, I love a beef rib.
But you should judge barbecue based on their brisket. And
I find brisket is, everyone often fucks brisket up.
Yeah, it's not because if you've had like perfect brisket.
Yes,
in like
and especially
Texas.
If you're in Austin and shit like that,
Or
like the town. Oh, look who decided to join
in
us.
Lockhart or wherever.
Yes, in between
those places. Those, I mean, it's unreal how good that.
Dude,
shit is.
Me and George, fucking drove from Houston to Austin.
Yeah,
and there was just a place. I don't remember what it was called. Sucked my cock clean off. It was incredible.
Yeah, Kreutz Market in Lockhart is it's unreal. But yeah, no, it was dry. The texture was weird.
Take him down on a fucking peg or two.
With the barbecue you got this weekend?
Hometown Barbecue. Yeah.
I've gotten some good stuff there.
What's a brisket?
I got the dinosaur, the beef ribs, the dinosaur bones. Those are pretty good.
Yeah, that's their thing is the beef rib.
I think that those were pretty good. I don't remember. Nothing else stands out. That's the only one I can remember.
Well,
I did get a variety.
And then it's stupid to complain about. It's like going to Austin being like the pizza sucks or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But
if there was a restaurant talking about how good their fucking pizza was in Austin and everyone said it was good.
The barbecue you get in Texas, you can just go, like they have them all over the place. These places that are like like a sharecropper's house, basically.
Yeah. It's like two twin beds and the smoker in the same room. Yeah.
Right.
It was just like an obese black couple sleeps in the room.
There's like
smoke the meats in.
There's a 250-year-old black man named Bias Playo Bell. Yeah. Who's got flies all over his face. And you order and you can't tell if the words are even registering.
Right.
But then you get the food.
It's exactly your order.
Yeah. And the food, the meat is just smeared on the like wax paper. And there's yes. never air conditioning.
No,
there's
no,
a fan
no.
that's like... and then it's good. It's better than hometown barbecue.
Oh, without question.
Shout out yeah. Sam's on East 12th. Don't know if that's still there. Danny's Barbecue. I think that was on MLK.
Fulton. Danny's Brisket House. What's it called? The place by here.
You're not even paying attention to what
Danny's Brisket House.
David's Brisket House on Nostrand.
On Nostrand.
We're talking about Texas.
Sorry.
You were right. in the bathroom doing God knows what.
What were you doing in there?
I just got back from New Orleans and I had a Bernays with every meal.
Oh my God. How does it smell in there?
Did you shit at your house?
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Did you take a long shit at your
house? He's starting this day off lying, ignoring the conversation,
okay, would you like
adding
it?
Things that
would
are
you locked, like
counterproductive.
Who's at my
shitting in the house after he's like, told?
Would you like to call my girlfriend and ask if I should that?
I would like you to leave.
Okay. I will leave. I will leave.
No, you don't get to leave.
No.
Before the show started, I was telling a cute story about my time in New Orleans.
I interrupted.
I played a fast one on those Vietnamese
at Cafe Du Monde. Oh, okay.
And cut their hour-long line.
Right.
And then you said, I did the same exact.
And you're like, I did that too.
If you enter on the side of the river instead of the side of the street.
You don't need to tell me, pal.
You don't need to wait in the line.
You don't need to tell me. Some of us did this years ago and told people about it.
Yeah.
No, you never
told me about that. He has said it before. I remember this story.
I
remember this story.
He says.
And so it's very possible that was been in your mind was, like a sleeper cell.
In other circumstances, that would just be considered advice, a helpful tip.
Right.
But you said, and you said this yourself, you said, yeah, we went, it wasn't very good. No mention of, hey, I did that. I tried that tip.
I should have told you. You gave me the tip. No.
You gave me the tip. You just said, oh, it was bad. As if I steered you wrong.
Folks, and I will say this.
Folks, here's another episode of Adam's Deal Corner. And this is my deal that I came up with. And
if that's not even a deal. A deal has something to do with money.
And it's not your deal corner. It's my deal.
Time is money. And that line is 2 hours.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's copying.
It's Adam's Deal Corner.
He's copied.
This is an official Adam's Deal corner.
And I will say
if
this.
You're in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Can I enter
on the side of the Mississippi.
Look.
Not the strip.
Listen, as somebody who's an impartial observer.
He spent the entire trip playing a calliope with his ass.
Is that true, Adam?
It is.
What's a calliope? That's a Greek lady's name.
Yeah, it's like that, like a little, like, it's a clown organ.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah. It goes on, like, steamship.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Adam's just repeating everything I say afterwards.
Yeah.
You were just doing that. I will say this, Adam. And look, I didn't want to bring it up because we're all friends. And when your friends are doing something embarrassing.
I forgot that, but we are all friends.
And when our friends are doing something embarrassing.
Oh, you forgot that.
I've temporarily forgot
you
that.
You forgot.
I lost sight.
I've never forgotten.
But when Nick was saying.
If we were enemies, I would never criticize you. I would say, good for you, Adam. And then I would say, can you believe what that piece of shit
is? Much like
I'm trying to make you better.
Much like when I was a child and I was being abused, I found out that people are only being mean to you because they love you.
Because they love you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And people who are nice to you, those people want to molest you and take advantage of you.
Well, I'll say Nick was telling his story and you chimed in with a couple things. You said he was describing Cafe Du Monde, and then you were like, I know, I was there yesterday.
No, he said.
There was a little something weird about, kind of like the way a baby would say, I know, I did that.
That is not.
That was kind of your tone.
That was not the order.
The way a little kid would be like, oh yeah,
I know. The order was, stop, when you were in New Orleans, did you have pho? And then you said, no, I didn't. I said, and then Nick says, the pho in New Orleans is really good. And then I said, yes, there's a big Vietnamese population in Louisiana and Texas in the Gulf.
You never said that.
Yes. And and then Nick said, you know, they came over because they were Francophile. And I said.
He never said the word Francophile.
Francophone.
Just making shit up.
Francophone.
I didn't say that either.
He didn't say that.
You didn't say that.
No.
Okay. Then I said, I didn't know that, but I do know that they work in fisheries and in oil.
You said, I think fisheries and oil. Don't say like you said it with, you know, command. There was a weakness in your voice when
Listen,
you said it.
I, for the first time in 4 years, don't have a they-them haircut. I have a man's haircut.
Your haircut looks good.
And yeah. I'm carrying myself with a little
Hold on, real quick.
A little bit more
It does
self-respect.
Look good.
Thank you.
It's even more of a they-them haircut.
No, it's not they-them.
You look like Rachel Maddow.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
She's a she-her.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is she-her. She's just a lesbian.
Yeah, you misgendered Maddow one more time.
So he does have a woman's haircut, but it's a lesbian
Rachel Maddow's haircut.
It is close to Rachel Maddow's haircut, okay, but you do look
it's
good.
It's not a fucking floppy whatever.
I like it better.
Brooklyn, they, them. I like it a lot better myself. I feel like I'm myself again.
Oh, wow.
I feel like I really lost myself.
You're back.
This was the me. This was who I was. Yeah, and I wish the audience at home could see it because...
He went to the barbershop and they have a wall of haircuts up and then big font above it. It says the copying wall. Yeah. Who would you like to copy?
Wow, I guess I never thought of it, but every time you ever point to a picture of a guy,
it's copying.
You're copying their haircut. Shit. Yeah. Fuck, when I was a fat little 8-year-old and I was like, I want to look like Ricky Martin, I was copying him. That was my inspiration.
Dude, I got the Ricky Martin.
I wanted the little fucking gelled flip. At the top.
I got the gelled flip.
Hold your hair. Yeah, hold your hair down and then flip it
Brush
up at
it
the top.
Forward and flip it.
I never got the flip, and I thought I wasn't allowed to get the flip.
You never got the flip?
No, I thought I was too gay to have the flip. I was like, oh, I'm not cool. I can't get the flip.
No, you got to just go with your mom.
I was crushing the flip, dude. That was my look for years.
You got to go with your mom to CVS and go into the gel aisle.
You know what's funny? Is Dan Soder had the flip until like 2 years
he ago. Did have the flip pretty late in life.
He got locked in 1998. He's like Abercrombie ringer tees.
Yeah.
The flip.
He did have the flip pretty late.
You might as well be walking.
But you know what?
Sun.
It was like a blue collar flip when he was doing it. It didn't feel like Ricky Martin.
He got that flip from
Hardcore. You know what? Because he has the same vibes as like guys that were, I mean, in the way they approach life. Like guys like my uncle that like probably graduated high school in like 1982, mm-hmm. and then they have a look, and the look is like, you know, for them, mustache, short cropped hair,
right?
Never cut the mustache,
yes,
like a Greg Behanish sort of thing.
Of course, of course.
Like Greg Behanish looks identical to how he did in 1982.
Yes, yeah.
And Dan did that except with 1998.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
It is a good point. Countdown till Adam copies it. He's just chewing on his hands now, like a rat.
My lips are incredibly chapped.
Oh, okay.
Why does it happen?
Air travel, cold weather, different climates.
I'm trying to avoid it. I'm not asking in terms of like, I'm not trying to
find,
trap you.
I'm trying to find a good medicated chapstick.
You don't go?
When I find one.
Just use Vaseline.
I use Vaseline when I'm at home, but I want something for the go. I can't bring a tub.
Bring a little Vaseline. Bring an airport. Go to
there
go
are
to
little Vaseline.
Go to Walgreens
and they're
the,
cute. They're cute
go to the
too.
Travel section because
they look
Walgreens.
Like miniatures.
I'm gonna start making beauty vlogs, and today I'm doing the medicated Burt's Bees. So look out for that on my channel.
I used to love stealing Burt's Bees wax.
I used to steal a lot of that.
From Target specifically.
And it was like Rotos for your lips. Like cool.
Hell yeah, I love Rotos, dude.
Rotos the best.
When you smoke fucking weed, you better be having Rotos in your eyes.
Dude, it hurts so good.
That sting was awesome.
It hurts so good.
And it worked.
Yeah.
It did. It concealed me how high I was from my family. Although one time I remember not taking Rotos and I got high as shit before watching 300. Mm-hmm. And my ride to the theater was a little late. So I'm just in the living room with my grandma. And she's like, are you crying? She's like, what's wrong?
That happened with me.
I was like, I'm just tired.
I was at my friend David's house or my friend Alex's house. And our eyes were bloodshot. And his dad's like, he's like, why the fuck are your eyes so red? And we like stunk like weed. And he's like, I was fucking crying. And then he ran out of the house.
Oh, yeah, I remember this
And
story.
I had to just stand there with his
you
dad.
You told the story about 2 months ago.
I probably told it about 17
What's interesting,
times.
Too, is it's technically David's story.
That's true.
Alex's story.
It's Alex's story. It's not really Adam's story to tell.
That is true.
We'll put that. Where's my spreadsheet?
Shout out to Alex.
Where's my copying spreadsheet?
Shout out to Alex. He is a
Alex's story.
He's a personal injury attorney.
His
is
eyes.
He?
Yeah.
What would you do?
Hold on.
Wait.
New row. Alex's story about being a personal injury attorney.
You gotta copy. Put that in the Alex column.
Copy yes, no, or questionable. We're doing hard yes.
Two hard yeses.
Two hard yes on the copy. And Adam is at three copies for the day.
Okay. Three copies for the day.
I should call you Xerox over here.
Yeah, that would be a good name.
I should call you Adam Xerox.
That would be a cool name.
Mm-hmm. In fact, you can't have it anymore. Unless you'd like to go by that.
Would you like to go by Adam Xerox?
No, I wouldn't, Nick.
All right.
I'd Xerox is a sick fucking word, dude.
It is cool. X?
Xerox. Yeah. Two X's. Yeah.
So you're saying you would like to go by Adam
Xerox. I was agreeing with Sav that it's a cool word.
You sure? Last chance.
No, I want to just be Adam.
Adam Faggot.
It's Adam's. It's
Adam.
Well, let me ask you
this:
what is it? What is it about Friedland that you're so attached to?
Mm-hmm. Probably you the price.
Yeah,
it was free. It's of course spelled fried.
Friedland,
not Fried. But
have you ever tried thinking of going Friedland?
No, but I have been considering being a first initial, middle name, last name guy.
What's your middle name?
A. Dean Friedland.
A. Dean Friedland.
It's just like a Jewish couple, and they're in the neonatal ward or whatever. And the doctor's got the birth certificate, and they would like, what do you want to name the son? And the mom's like, how about Arthur after my grandfather? And then the father's like, why can't we name him Ira? Think about over the years of his life how much money we're going to save on ink. It's three less letters. That's probably five pens over 60 years.
It's very funny. It is very funny.
Ira's a sick name, too, I will admit.
You don't see a lot of young Irish.
Is it short for anything? Like Ironthal?
Irish Republican Army.
No. Mm-hmm. Ira's awesome. Is it like, it's not a biblical name, is it?
I run to the bathroom anytime I'm at my friend's
house.
Anytime
I have a little bit too much Bernays.
Yeah, that's what it's short for.
What's Bernays?
It's
like a steak sauce.
It's like a egg-based sauce, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's heavy.
I don't need a sauce with my fucking steak.
I got an egg-based sauce for you.
Yeah, I got two eggs. Yeah, I got two eggs that are going to make a really creamy sauce for you, Adam.
Did you just say you saw that one coming?
So you're trying to future copy?
Yeah.
You're trying to Tom Cruise in Vanilla Sky?
No, in Minority Report.
What was Vanilla Sky about?
Vanilla Sky is a movie that really used to make me sad.
Why
would it? It's about a rich guy that's hot.
You've clipped your last coupon, Mr. Freeman.
And then he
anti-Semitic James Bond.
Yeah, no price.
He's just executing 007.
007 and no price is too much.
So Tom Cruise smashes Cameron Diaz and he realizes she's crazy and he's like, all right, I'll be out.
Oh, there's no future element to Vanilla Sky?
Listen, he smashes Cameron Diaz and then he's like, you know, going on about his day and he meets Penelope Cruz. Top tier 10-10.
She's
Penelope
awesome,
Cruz,
yeah.
Right? They fall in love. And
so he's freshly fucked.
I tell
Cameron
you, I'd
Diaz.
Like to go freshly on a Penelope Diaz. Cruz. Have a real carnival in between her titties and asshole.
Mm-hmm. That you and me both, brother.
That's the kind of cruise I'd like to go on.
I'd like that cruise as well. Call me the fucking Mr. Carnival,
because
I'm trying to go on that Penelope Cruz.
Diamond Princess, hey princess, I'll give you a diamond if you suck my cock.
So true.
So then he's like, falling.
So fucking true. So anyway,
he's falling in love with Penelope.
Now let
Cruz.
Me ask you this: he meets Penelope Cruz. He's still got Cameron Diaz's pussy juice on his cock, or he's showered?
Like, I don't think I think he took a shower.
And, is it implied?
According to your,
I'd love to cram.
According to your
Forrest
Gump rules,
I'd love to.
We never got to see
I'd
the
love
shower.
To,
you know, so
I'd love to cram in Diaz.
Yes, absolutely.
I'd like to cram my dick in the end. There you go.
Yeah.
You can have your sound back now.
Okay, and so then...
Now, hold on. What do you mean by Forrest Gump rules?
You said Forrest Gump ran across America, but you never saw him take bathroom breaks.
They implied that he never took a break. That's different.
I just think
that's much different.
They didn't want to show that in the movie.
No, they implied that he took a fucking break. He ran right through.
I don't think they implied
that. Then why was his fucking beard, and why was he dirty? Why did he have a fucking beard?
Because when you take a shit, you don't shave your beard.
His face was dirty? Yeah. What about what if he had he hadn't taken a fucking shower?
It's also here's what's not implied.
Yeah, when you take a shower, your beard is still there.
His face was dirty.
Nick counselor,
I have the answer.
Counselor.
What's not implied, which is just factually stated in the movie, is that he's a mental retard.
Right.
They tell you that in the first scene of the movie.
That's true.
That's true.
And as we all know, mental retards wear diapers.
But thank you.
But he didn't change his diaper.
Retards and astronauts.
He might have just had a big diaper.
And invalids and babies. Mm.
Okay, so.
So he falls in love with Penelope Cruz. And
it's the same day, though, is what I'm asking?
It's
Forrest Grump.
I don't
Grump
think it's the same day.
Penelope
I think it might be a couple
Cruz
days later.
Forrest, okay. Forrest Grump? Forrest Gump?
Yeah, Forrest Ray Gump.
Okay, so. He meets Penelope Cruz.
He meets Penelope Cruz, and you know, as he falls in love
with
her...
Does he hit the skins immediately, or is it more of a courtship?
It's beautiful, and he hits.
Okay, sick.
It's everything. It's they do this thing where late at night they draw each other.
Is it set? It's not set in the future at all?
Well, listen.
Okay.
Okay. So then, like...
You're talking about Total Recall?
Vanilla Sky.
Vanilla Sky.
Yeah. Well, that's the...
Which is a great name.
Total Recall
delicious.
Is the future.
Yes.
Total Recall rules.
It takes place in the future.
We're not talking about Total Recall
sure.
at
Absolutely.
All.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But we love... But it's a great
that
movie.
Well, just to point out, Adam is wrong. Total Recall does take place in the future.
I didn't say it didn't. I did not say that.
Should we play the tape back? You clearly said it does not take place
no,
in the
I'm
future.
No, I'm saying that I'm not telling the plots of... Total Recall.
But I said, are we talking about Total Recall?
I said no.
And you said no.
So that means...
And I said...
Well, for the record, it takes place in the future. And I said, yes, it does.
Oh, so hold on a second. I said it takes place in the future. You said it doesn't. Now you're revising your opinion to agree with me.
No, but
looks
no,
like we got to take a little trip over to the spreadsheet.
Okay, go to the spreadsheet.
And put another...
Agreeing with someone is not copying.
Saying Total Recall happens in the future.
A copy?
Yes.
No, we have to revise the rules of the game vis-a-vis the spreadsheet because agreement is not sufficient for copying.
Okay, whatever. I want to find out what happens in Vanilla Sky.
Okay. So as you watch him fall in love with Penelope Cruz. You, as a young adolescent boy, you really fall in love there too, you know. And then I don't know how much time takes place. Maybe it's a couple of weeks. There's romance, whatever.
She takes a mask off. It's Cameron Diaz.
No. So then he sees Cameron Diaz, and she's being kind of cray.
Real right? quick, I don't know if I said this on the show or not, but I wanted to do a commercial, and. You remember the Halo Top ice cream commercial?
Yeah, of course. Oh, with not the commercial.
With remember. The girl dancing?
No.
We'll pull it up real quick.
Let's pull it up.
Adam, you've seen it, right?
I don't remember.
It's Halo Top, and it's like a morbidly obese woman, and she's in her underwear dancing around her apartment eating
it's
Halo
like a
Top.
woke commercial.
Yeah, and it's like, no more I shoulds. It's like, I should exercise, I should, or whatever.
What do you mean morbidly obese? It's like a 600-pound woman?
Yeah. No, well, she is, I'm not saying it critically, she is... Disgusting.
She's clinically disgusting.
Yeah. Halo Top ice cream commercial.
Bear with us, folks. We're almost pulling the commercial. You can't see up.
Yeah, and then I will tell you guys.
And we'll finish telling.
I will
the
tell
plot.
Stop the plot to a movie that probably most of you have seen.
Halo Top.
I would venture maybe 90% of you have
shitting
seen.
Yourself. This. No. This is the wrong one. Where's the fat woman dancing? Dancing.
There it is. Girl dancing.
This looks like a different one, but it's the same premise in each one of them.
I'm kind of pissed I never got the Halo Top commercial if we're putting fat people in commercials.
Yeah.
I'm a perfect... I'm tired of seeing these fat guys with full beards and full heads of hair on TV. This is the next step of representation.
Yeah,
you need more of a blue collar fat
this
guy.
One.
Thank you.
Oh yeah.
Oh fuck this lady. This is how
So that's
stop
it.
Shitting yourself.
Stop shitting yourself.
Shitting yourself.
Stop shitting your pants.
That's too close to shitting yourself.
Yeah. So anyways, that's a commercial.
Maybe I
want to do one for
that.
Halo Top Ice Cream, and it's like a Dennis Franz guy in a wife beater. He's sweating in a, like a tenement apartment.
Stop, yeah.
And he's got some Edith type of wife or whatever, mm-hmm. and he's just reading the newspaper, and there's just dust coming off the ceiling, just dust. And he's just flipping through the pages, and the wife is like, "What do you think's going on, Sam?" He's like, "I guess the fat bitch upstairs got more ice cream." And then it's Halo Top. Stop shooting yourself.
That's good, man.
I like it.
Yeah. Anyways, what were you talking about? Total Recall?
So, Vanilla Sky.
So, anyway,
let's get back to the important stuff.
You know, it really hits you emotionally seeing him. You wish it was you. You wish you were rich and handsome like Tom Cruise.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And he's a 10 in the movie, too.
He's a 10 in and of himself.
Instead of rich and handsome like
Adam Friedland.
Adam Friedland.
Yeah. Adam Xerox.
Adam Xerox. Oh, you're going by Adam Xerox now.
That's a cool name, dude. I think you should try it on for size.
No, because he's going to put it on the spreadsheet.
I promise you I will not put it on the spreadsheet.
What does that mean?
I promise you I will not put it on the spreadsheet.
But you are a man of principle.
That's right.
And Adam, if he goes back on his word, you can start a lying spreadsheet.
Yeah.
But he barely lies. Well, he's actually he's neurologically incapable.
No, you're trying to compliment me to get me to not,
no, I'm saying
to not
that
engage
you are too,
with this spreadsheet.
I'm saying that you're too neuroatypical.
The only reason
to
you
lie.
Say I don't lie is because you lie often and you don't want me to accuse you of copying me mm-hmm. of lying.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you be copying
All right,
him?
Everyone stop talking.
If you lie
everyone stop talking.
Well, unless you're talking about Vanilla Sky.
Everyone stop talking.
Okay.
I'm putting it on the spreadsheet.
What?
I don't care. He likes the name. It's going on there. He copied Adam
no,
Xerox.
No, you said you wouldn't. I was about to say Adam Xerox.
But you didn't say it.
Adam Xerox.
Now you're copying.
No,
the
you
deal
said you wouldn't
been
put
rescinded.
It on the spreadsheet.
The deal had already
no,
been rescinded.
That is trickery.
I said I'm taking it off the spreadsheet.
Put him on the lying spreadsheet, Adam.
Point of fact.
Yeah, lying
point
spreadsheet.
Point of fact,
the
I never said which spreadsheet.
The lying
oh, that's
spreadsheet.
True. That is true.
You know what I didn't add it to? It was the Adam's nickname spreadsheet.
Okay, you know what? You know what?
It's staying off there. Because you copied, you're not allowed to be Adam Xerox.
Okay,
I kind of like Adam Xerox.
Four copies for one day. You can call them mm-hmm. that. These are my nicknames.
Okay, I'm putting the lying spreadsheet. I have my organization.
Now you know what
no,
I'm doing.
My
I'm bolding
no,
cheese.
My
I'm putting, increasing the font and bolding it.
Okay, my organization.
Let's crank that one up.
Nope.
Size 18. Shh. You ever see 18 point font in a spreadsheet?
It's too big. It's too big.
It fucks up the whole
it's
spreadsheet.
Too big. It fucks up the whole thing. You got to keep a 10. Anyway, I'm putting that on the lying spreadsheet, Nick, and guess how I have it organized? I have it in as a ranking system. So I'm putting it as your number 2 biggest lie, and the number 1 is, of course, that you're not gay. That you're not gay.
Oh, right. Okay. That he's not gay.
Okay? So right behind not gay, it was that you wouldn't put that on the copy
okay,
spreadsheet.
Okay,
Holocaust isn't even on there because he knows the truth. He knows.
What? You never lied?
He knows. You know, we all know. Okay?
You all know what?
Okay? We all know.
It's the most...
Okay, Adam Xerox. Okay.
It's been...
Can we keep
I'm
going?
Just getting on it Twitter. Is. It's been 100 years, folks. Let's just be real.
It hasn't even been 100 years.
We're close. We're closer than I thought we'd ever get to.
It didn't happen.
We got another 30 years.
Okay. At 100, there's just going to be people straight up being like, it didn't happen. Just like...
No, at 100, people are going to be throwing the sickest parties.
Yeah, so. it'll be like when Biden won.
Yeah, exactly.
There's going to be people dancing to Bruno Mars in Williamsburg on the street.
Because I'm happy.
Yeah.
They were playing that a lot.
Oh, they're going to be some. They're going to be
Pharrell's
so thrilled
happy.
They can bring it up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So Tom Cruise, you fall in love. He falls in love. You wish you were him. Then he comes home one day. Guess who's broken into his house?
How about Mom Cruise? And they're like, is somebody going to suck my tits? Is somebody going to suck all this milk out
all
of my tits?
That's awesome.
That's good.
And maybe she's,
I'm a mommy.
She slides like
I'm a
risky
I'm,
business.
I'm
her,
a mommy.
But her big mom tits are hanging out of the shirt mm-hmm. just a little bit at the end.
And Tom's like, listen, I've met someone and you're being crazy.
Right.
But I'll give you a ride home. Okay. So she's in the car with him and starts freaking out. Mm. And then she grabs the wheel.
Oh, my God.
Turns it go off a bridge, crash.
And he wakes up in the future?
Wakes up in the hospital. Right?
Because I'm a faggot.
And Tom Cruise.
I'm suck the a cheese dick faggot.
And, suck a dick and eat your ass. And then you
and
can
then
fuck
I'll have
me
some
too.
Brie. I'm the cheese faggot. Gouda, put a whole wheel of Parmesan right up my ass.
Does Parmesan come in a wheel?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yes.
For sure. Yeah. Check it. Look it up.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I saw Parmesan not as like a dust.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck? What the fuck is this? Are you out of your goddamn mind?
It doesn't come out of a green tube with a yellow top.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
It's also a wheel of Parmesan is a good investment. Mm.
It is.
They cost like thousands of dollars.
Parmesan futures are on the way
up.
Yeah,
dude. Let me see how much
this is. That's Stav's Stav's deal corner.
Stav's hot tip.
Yeah,
they're all
look at the sector
deals.
Heat map.
They're all agricultural futures. Okay, wakes up in a hospital bed. Camera cuts to him. He's fucking ugly. He's deformed. He's not hot Tom Cruise anymore. He looks like a freak.
Oh my god!
They're like, you know what?
Tom Cruise's pants.
They're like, we've tried.
You can get a 72-pound. Wheel of Parmigiano Reggiano cheese for $950.
And then you cut it up?
Aged 24 months, imported from Italy, extravagant. That's the features on the Costco website.
Damn, this might be the year of cheese.
Mm, the Adam Xerox, a.k.a.
the cheese faggot. If you haven't been listening at home... These are the mean names.
Why? Why are they mean?
Yeah, they're just descriptive. Yeah.
Especially Adam Xerox. It sounds cool.
If I was physically capable of processing dairy and a homosexual, it wouldn't be mean.
Adam Xerox, the cheese faggot.
Adam Xerox, a.k.a. the cheese faggot.
Okay. He's fucking ugly, right?
That's
and he's
fucked
like,
up.
And then he's like, but I'm rich. They're like, can you send me to the best guy? Like, put it back together. Put my
Where's
back
Penelope
together.
Cruz in all this? Nowhere to be found?
No. She doesn't bail on him.
Oh, wow. What right? a gal.
But.
And where's Cameron Diaz?
Cameron Diaz, I think, dies.
Good.
Yeah, dead.
Thank God.
You're talking about the mask?
Yeah, we're talking about the mask. Well, yes, kind of. Because they said, listen, we've tried everything we can. You're rich as hell. Like, you don't think we've done all the best plastic surgery? Here's the only option that we could...
The mask?
...offer is a prosthetic, and it's basically a mask of a... just it's a mask.
Your face?
It's just a fucking, like, a plastic... Like, it's not even, like, rubbery. It's just, like, a hard plastic, like, mask.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's
like eye holes.
Bullshit. And but you look hot?
No, you look like some fucking guy wearing a mask.
Well, you know what I watched the other night
what?
That I had seen before, but only like I think Amber put it on. I was barely paying attention, but it's really good. Eyes Without a Face.
Never seen it.
Mm-hmm. Also, a great song.
Where do the eyes go?
You know that
they're
song?
On your balls.
It's about this like
or two titties.
This French doctor or whatever that's trying to do a face transplant on his daughter that like lost her face in a car accident
damn,
that he caused.
Damn.
So he's like kidnapping women and cutting their faces off and like
oh fuck
and putting them on his daughter's face.
Do you
face.
Have an aux cord?
No, I don't have an aux cord.
Because it'd be nice.
Are you Brandon Wardell?
No, we have the aux cord.
Now you're copying Brandon
you
Wardell.
You are copying.
You've run the copier is out of paper and ink, folks. It said it's
the Xerox started, needs toner.
Xerox. Mm-hmm.
Listen, you can't copy Brandon Wardell because all you're doing is copying queer black culture,
queer black teens.
Mm-hmm. So,
well, that is cop. I don't. Then you are a cop. Then if anything, mm-hmm. it's
so
tertiary copying.
Don't give Brandon the credit.
You're right.
You know,
you're copying black teens.
That queer black teens.
Adam, anyway. You should have a show where
anyway.
you become a teacher in the Bronx.
Yeah.
And it's called Paris is Learning. And you have to teach queer, young Puerto Rican kids.
They would
and
eat him alive.
No.
They would eat him alive.
It'd be like any one of those teacher movies, but he never inspires them.
Yeah.
It's like, you're a fucking faggot.
Yeah, fuck
I'm gay,
you.
But you're a faggot.
I teach them about the Emancipation Proclamation. They teach me how to ballroom.
They teach me how to serve.
They teach you how to, yeah, mm-hmm. How to serve cunt.
Yeah, how to serve cunt. Mr. Friedland, you're serving cunt today.
Paris is
learning. And you know what I'd say? I'd say, you know who else served cunt?
Eleanor Roosevelt.
Mr. Bill Shakespeare, guys. Yeah. And they're like, what? Mr. Friedland, what are you talking about?
Right.
What the fuck is math?
Well, they know the concept.
I only know
of
how
math.
To sell drugs.
And then I
be pissed off and break dance. Those are the three things I do. Not know shit, sell drugs, and break dance.
Right.
And Adam's
get
like,
pissed.
You got to turn your life around. They're like, all right, fine.
Okay,
thank you, guy
so.
I can't relate to in any way at all, who's from a completely different socioeconomic background.
That's not true, because I have a dangerous mind, too.
You're also African-American.
And mm-hmm. I'm also from Africa. Okay. Like, I'm from Puerto Rico. Anyway, so yeah. So then I guess she's been trying to contact him, Penelope Cruz, great girl, and he's like just... hidden.
He's like, I can't do it. I'm
he's
ugly.
Like, I'm
what's
ugly.
His cock look like?
They don't show the cock.
They don't show his cock.
They don't show the cock.
Does he have burns anywhere else on his body?
Good question, Sav. They don't show the cock.
But is the rest of his body fucked up? Like, can we assume his cock is burned?
I assume maybe he has a limp and a cane. I haven't seen the movie in some time.
Ooh, I like that, dude. I wish I had a limp and a cane.
Cool. That would be cool. Anyway, so
you have to call me the governor.
Yeah. Oh.
Everyone has to call
the
me
gov.
Yeah. Governor Mullen.
How you doing, governor? You know, this is another day in slavery paradise.
Anyway,
just another day in the beautiful paradise of our system. We figured out, well, we don't do shit. Except because we don't work. And we suffer from the spiritual consequences mm-hmm. of that. We invented incredibly uncomfortable clothes to wear.
Right.
So it feels like we're doing some kind of labor.
Right. We're paying for it in some way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Although a linen suit on a nice day with a mint julep on your big porch.
Yeah.
Seems pretty nice.
Dude, we should move down.
That's not I'm not condoning that lifestyle.
Oh, I don't have a war injury. I'm just drunk. That's why I need the cane. Because I'm trash.
And I'm wilting in this heat.
I am absolutely trash.
I'll try your fall.
I'm what you would call shit house. Blasted off my fucking ass.
Anyway, so he.
Now I will help myself to one of the preteens that tends to my cotton. And then read the Bible.
Read my book.
And then read the good book.
Read your book.
And skip probably 25% of it.
I'll read the parts that say homosexuality is bad.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of like guidelines for having a slave in the Bible.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah. And how the slave can technically buy their freedom through some sort of financial process.
We're not going to read that part. We're just going to say... When God wrote the Bible, he couldn't imagine the cotton industry,
right.
The technological advances that the founding father didn't have in mind.
Yeah.
Damn, Eli Whitney really fucked the money up by inventing that shit, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Slavery was going to end, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Anyway, stop.
Yeah, let's get back.
So he's been like holed up in his apartment, he's fucking depressed. She's been trying to hit him up. He hasn't been returning any of her calls.
Wow.
So then he finally musters up the courage, and he hits her up, and he meets her out like, at a bar, you know?
Oh, he goes out?
He goes out, finally.
With his mask?
He's wearing the mask.
Shit.
And then she's like, why are you wearing, like, she's like, I don't care, if you know.
And then he takes it off, she's like, ah!
And he's like, yeah, he's like, you know, he's...
He talks
you could
bad,
tell,
too?
You, he's no, like, nah. He talks like himself, but you could tell he's being a little unhinged and crazy.
Oh, he's crazy.
Yeah.
Did Cameron Diaz's spirit go into his body?
No, he's just like, fuck, because can you imagine, overnight, you're not hot anymore?
I couldn't imagine. I'd kill myself.
I'd kill myself, personally. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so he's like out with her, and he causes a scene. He takes the mask off. He like fucks it up, you know? He's been missing this girl, and he completely blows it. And he goes back home in shame.
And his face, how fucked up is his face? Are we
he
talking?
Looks, he, I'll find a pic. He looks ugly.
Okay.
So.
But he's got a nose, right?
I'll look it up.
Tom Cruise.
I'll look it up. You keep telling the story.
Look it up. So he's like, fuck. He fucking ruined it. He's ugly. The love of his life. Thinks he's a fucking asshole now.
Mm-hmm. How about a movie called The Glove of His Life?
The Glove.
And it's about a pitcher.
Oh, dude, he's not that fucked up. That's crazy.
Let me see.
Yeah, I would love to look.
That's
like
a him. Sick look. I thought you meant he had like, you know, mm-hmm. they sliced his nose off. He had fucking 8-degree burns.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit.
I guess it could be.
He
worse.
Looks fine.
Yeah, but I guess it's his
and
pride.
He's rich.
It's his pride.
Mm-hmm. And he's wearing this stupid mask.
A movie called Straight Hal.
Okay.
And it's like Shallow Hal.
Uh huh.
But the poster is Jack Black walking with Cameron Diaz, and then the shadow it casts on the wall. It's a big
she
man
a
with
penis.
A yeah, with a big the dick's incredibly hard. Yeah. Jack Black's like, I'm not freaking gay.
What did you?
I don't like freaking dudes. And it's like, yeah, that's a man that you're seeing.
And so, what does he think he's doing when he's sucking cock in his memories? You think he's eating pussy?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
Okay. So anyway, Tom
anyway,
Cruise.
He's fucked
Straight
it up.
Al, the glove of his
he
life.
Straight Al. Straight Al's a great name.
He gets a call.
He gets the glove of his life we didn't really get into.
Yeah, yeah, should we?
We'll save that one for the end, the little cherry on the top
okay.
of this mm-hmm. beautiful episode on a horrible day in the markets. The tech sell-off deepens.
Right. NVIDIA is up, though. Tesla's
up.
How is Tesla up?
37%?
What does Tesla do? I'm fucking confused.
Tesla does fucking nothing.
They do nothing.
I really don't think it's going to be a company in 10 years.
Do they even... Isn't half their cars get recalled?
And blow up. It's a meme stock.
He's got that gay-ass tunnel. What the fuck is
all
that
these
about?
Guys that
Tesla's overvalued because people are like, well, it's a tech stock. It's not a car company. But it's like... That doesn't mean anything.
Right.
You're just saying.
Yeah, they think the batteries are actually what they're investing in. Anyway,
get some Duracells right the fuck now.
Anyway, he gets a call from his doctor, and doctor's like, guess what?
Yeah, I am Pagliacci.
There is a way.
There's an experimental procedure.
We use pussy stem cell.
And
pussy.
We don't know. We
pussy,
don't know if it's gonna
pussy
work.
Pussy skin on
but
your face.
But this could be it. You could be hot again. Mm. You know.
He's not even. If he's rich as fuck, he's not even that ugly. This is what happens, okay. Dude. The hot are fucking too fragile. But go ahead. Oof, man. These farts are brutal today.
Anyway, so he.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Sorry, man.
I got that over here, man. That's beefy.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
It ain't getting better, folks. Maybe I have to get on the chair for the next episode.
I'm happy to give you the throne. Anyway, so has the surgery. It works.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he tracks down Penelope Cruz, and he's like, I'm fucking sorry.
I'm sexy now. I'm sorry.
And I'm like...
If I'm Penelope Cruz, I'd be like, but you know what? When you were ugly, you acted all fucked up. I don't even want your sexy ass anymore. Mm-hmm. Is that what she does?
No. She's like...
What?
She's hurt, but then...
Fuck her.
She's hurt, but then she lets him back into her heart. She's a good Christian.
Okay.
And then they start a relationship. They have a beautiful life together. And then... There's all these signs that keep coming up that make things feel a little bit weird, right? Like sums up with reality.
Uh-oh.
And then,
wow.
And then can I tell you the ending?
He's been in fucking 3D fucking goggles on the whole time?
He pays for a service where instead of dying, you can buy... your ideal reality for the
Whoa.
Rest of your life.
Holy shit.
So he finds out that his ideal was to be with her and to be a piece of ass again.
Wow. So he doesn't actually get her. He's an ugly motherfucker
he
with...
He gets her in...
He's an ugly motherfucker with augmented reality goggles on.
Well, it's like, I don't know, something in his brain or whatever. But it is future. It is like the movie does have a futuristic aspect.
Man,
it's
real. It's real cozy in here now with the light coming in.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it, dude. I love the winter.
So where's Penelope Cruz and shit?
She just goes on living her life, you know? Okay. After that night when he, like, takes the mask off and acts like an asshole.
So the experimental surgery was just...
No, that was... That was just a figment of his imagination.
It was all part of... This was all part of his that thing? The whole movie's been him paying for it?
No.
No.
Everything up until the experimental
surgery. I love this format of the show is Adam explaining very popular movies from 20 years ago.
Yeah, I've established that. That 90% of the audience is.
You know, it's honestly, you do a lot more work than you used to.
Yeah. Thank you.
I do no work now.
Yep.
Thank you.
I've been the same. Really not doing much, yeah, laughing.
You kind of have your thing.
Yeah.
I used to be like, all right, African, and Chinese. fuck. And now it's like, you know, it's like, so anyways, so like Jack draws her, and then they have sex in a car, and I'm like, fucking faggot. I bet you that was your favorite part.
No, Titanic was too popular.
That was a good bit.
We needed a little something. So there's less a park. Popular.
There's a park, and it's like, Stav's like, wait a second. You're telling me this park is Jurassic?
Yeah. No, that's too big a movie. Vanilla Sky isn't at that level.
So it's not a park anymore. It's a whole world. It's a whole fucking world.
Vanilla Sky is also a remake of a Spanish movie called Abre los Ojos. And Penelope...
Abre los Ojos.
Open your eyes.
It's a remake of a Spanish movie. Abre los Ojos. And what are you, the fucking local news here?
Yeah. Penelope Cruz plays the same character.
There's a new Taco Bell opening. Dice Wicadocio.
I don't know if you see her tits in this movie.
Well, then
it's fucked up.
Then the movie sucks. I don't know. I don't know how else to put it.
Abre los ojos. Yeah.
There's no other way to put it. The movie sucks. Wow, we wasted everybody's fucking time talking about this movie for a half hour.
Vanilla
and
Sky,
you don't even see your tits.
More like bullshit, Sky.
I said, I don't know.
More like fucking...
It's absolutely bullshit, Sky.
More like fucking bullshit, Sky. I don't want to watch this
fucking movie.
What the
fuck does Vanilla Sky even mean, dude?
It is Vanilla Sky.
What is that? Like a fucking...
It sounds delicious.
It's a fucking sky made out of vanilla?
It is a painting.
What the fuck is a sky?
It's a painting he likes.
What the fuck is a painting?
What Cameron Diaz says right
before... Cameron Diaz? What, this bitch has two names?
What she says right before the car crash.
Why does she have a name like Shaman? A fucking bounty, bounty, something soft.
You think Cameron Diaz's name should be Cameron Bounty?
No, it should just
be Bounty Charmin.
It should just be Snuggle.
Snuggle.
This is happiness.
What the fuck is happiness?
It's one thing that bothers me. Why did you tell Brian that I was your fuck buddy?
Hell yeah.
I didn't tell him that. I didn't say that. Hey, when did you stop caring, David?
You're fucked, buddy.
About the consequences of the promises that you've made.
Promises?
Yeah, the promises.
What promise did he make to this bitch?
I thought... Get the fuck. What are you talking about?
Do you understand how hard it is to pretend to be your buddy?
What?
David, I love you. Fucking love you. I fucking love you.
Fuck. Hey. Whoa. Don't do this.
You fucked me four times the other night. You've been inside me.
Really?
I swallowed your cum. That means something.
Damn, I'm fucking horny now.
Me too, dude.
This shit got me fucking horny.
Whoa, she's... Is she driving?
You might call me to do something.
Yeah, let's go to your house and we'll talk this out. I want to see where you live. Let's just slow down. I want you to stop the car.
I want to see your penis.
Why is she driving?
Let's go to your house. I want to see your penis.
This is the big line.
Okay. I thought I swallowed your cum four times.
I love you.
What's the line, dude?
Don't you know that when you sleep with someone, your body makes a promise?
She already said that.
That's her line. That's her big line.
Swallow, I swallowed your cum is a much better line.
I swallowed your cum.
Dude, that is pretty sick.
Also, she's driving. I forgot because they wrestle for the wheel.
We got that part.
They wrestle for the wheel. I remember that.
We understood that part. We've all seen Total Recall.
Why is she driving? I thought he gave her a ride.
I guess she's giving him a ride.
Folks, let's change the pace.
In order to get out of it, he's like, I love you. I love you.
Yeah.
Let's change the pace real quick. When is Aliens coming out on 4K Blu-ray?
That's a great question.
Adam Friedland, 30 seconds.
Supply chain issues.
Faggot! Okay. Mr. Stavros Alkis.
I agree. Adam is a faggot. But having said that, I think Aliens is coming out next week.
The economy's in shambles. Market sell-offs continue. Bitcoin down $130 billion in market cap. Whose penis do I gotta suck to get my fucking Ethereum back?
My reports.
Ray Sharkey, 30 seconds.
My reports are saying that you have to suck. What the fuck is that guy's name? Mad Money. Mm-hmm. Jim Cramer.
Jim Cramer, you sound like a retard and your opinions are even worse.
Thanks! Mm-hmm. I don't know what he sounds like. I don't forget.
He sounds like a Philly accent or something.
Oh, does he? Whoa, this is not the
He's
same
like,
bitch.
I don't know what's going on.
Dibs on both of these whores right here on market sell-off right now.
What you got to do is buy Netflix. They've had the worst subscriber growth rate in the last 4 years.
The other day.
And now is the time to buy it. You can't go wrong with my picks.
Dude, I want to fuck these ladies. Who would you pick? I'm going
I'm
left.
Jim Cramer, and I belong in a bowling alley with a sympathy job where I just count the pins.
He's rich, though, right?
Mm-hmm. And I get it wrong every time.
Dude, my
where's the hot girl? Bring the hot girl
that
back.
One's the hot girl.
No, I like the other one better.
My boy is a big Bills fan, and mm-hmm. his friend from high school was really good at math, and now he's just a hedge fund whatever. Mm-hmm. And he got the PJ for the crew, the lads.
Wow.
To Kansas City yesterday, and I just can't imagine.
Oh,
how
my
painful.
God. That's brutal.
How painful it was. I texted him at the very end, like after that second Josh Allen touchdown, I was like, bro, I love you. I'm so happy.
You were too quick.
And I feel so bad.
Dick pills, do they work or not? David Penis, 30 seconds.
Yes, the dick pills actually work quite a bit. You have to make sure to take twice or three times the amount they say you have to.
Carmen Electra, would you fuck me? Oh, she's not here.
She's dead.
She's dead.
I don't know.
Coming up on the McLaughlin Group, the N-word.
We all take turns saying it.
I thought
an offensive slur, a blown way out of proportion. Pat Buchanan, your thoughts in summary.
Is he dead, Pat?
Pat's dead.
Pat's dead.
Oh, RIP, dude.
Where is the hot girl who looks kind of like, I don't know, Filipino or something?
Netflix, what the fuck is this? Blockbuster for handicapped people?
That's a great question. Why is Netflix crashing? Let's become a money podcast.
Because they...
Who the fuck is this guy? Where are all the hot bitches at, dude? Why are they showing old guys in their homes with bad lighting?
Trans people, what are they doing? Getting their penises cut off?
They're making... the penis pussies feel?
Is there a possibility to use the penises as fuel for these Tesla cars? Where do the cocks go? They should be reinvested in the economy.
Morris Mark. Mark Asset Management CEO. Market Asset Management CEO.
Dude, we gotta go to Wall Street.
That's a fake job.
Return of the Mac.
That guy's probably gotten so much wild pussy, Mark. Mm.
Dude, I missed the strip club last night.
You didn't go to the strippy?
No, they all left today. I came back so I could do the show.
And that's why you're a fucking G, dude.
Mm-hmm. But apparently all the boys had a lot of fun at Larry Flint's Hustler Club? On Bourbon Street.
On Bourbon.
Yeah. Pussy, does it still feel good, Larry Flint?
It hasn't felt good in years.
His dick, that guy was in a fucked up state at the end of his life, huh?
There was an assassination attempt. He was in a wheelchair.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Mm-hmm. John Lennon assassinated. What if he was ass-eaten-ated?
Mm-hmm. What if?
That's a fucking good question.
John Hinckley Jr., would you have killed... Would you have killed... what's his fucking name?
Reagan?
No, the guy I was just saying.
John Kelly?
John Legend.
John Legend.
John Legend shot to death outside of the Dakota by John Hinckley Jr. We have John here to describe why he did it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was outside the Dakota?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I go to therapy over there. I always thought that that was a cool building.
Rosemary's Baby.
The Upper West Side, man.
Should I fucking live in the Dakota?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rosemary's Baby. One of the movie was called Rosemary's Penis. Michael Penis.
I bet you there's plenty
seconds.
Of hot trans girls named Rosemary. That seems like a trans girl's name.
Hosemary.
Rosemary.
Yeah, because it's like weird.
Because it's like Mary, but they got a hose.
Mm-hmm. Hose. Oh, I see.
Hosemary.
Hosemary. let's see what else. Fidelity National down 2.49. Southern Co 1.4 down.
Hey guys,
one.
These are
the yen
iShares
is up.
iBox.
The yen is up against the dollar
and the euro.
What are the Chinese up to?
Medtronic is down 4 points. Invesco.
Well, actually, they're Japanese. Shut the fuck up. What the hell is the difference, Sandra? Oh, 1 second. Well, boo. Boo, fuck you, Sandra.
Oh, Whirlpool is up 1.73. See,
these are the kind of companies we need.
Jacuzzi.
To
can you stick your dick in the jet or no? People,
can you get your dick hard in the jet?
Dr. Oz, 30 seconds.
let's see, what else? oh, Whirlpool. Yeah, you just said Whirlpool, guys. We got it. Is that
Whirlpool,
a different company?
People are always going to need jacuzzis, you know?
Apple's down 4.
Wow. People are not going to need phones.
They're not going to need phones. This is the first time I've ever watched a fucking show about the markets.
Yeah. It's nice to just have on. It's best to have on a little TV in your kitchen.
Yeah. The yeah. mom
while TV. While you do food prep.
Yep.
Smoking a cigarette, doing food prep for the week. Watching CNBC.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Is this, what is this channel?
CNBC.
It is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. I don't see a logo anywhere.
I prefer Fox.
Oh, it's right there.
Fox Business Channel, personally.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
How about the Fox Big Bitch Channel?
Yep. Because it reminds me of
I would love that channel.
The Halo Top Ice Cream Bitch. Would you fuck her?
Yes. Resounding yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tony Blankley.
Absolutely.
She might be fat, but she was still hot.
How
they
do you
picked
think,
a bitch with a, who was very cute in the face.
How do you think that big bitch got that job?
She sucked cock for it.
That's my favorite part about the plus-size women modeling is that there was...
They're all gorgeous.
They changed it
it's
now.
It's never
yeah.
a fat, you still ugly,
have to
fat
be,
bitch.
Yeah, you still have to be pretty.
Yeah, it's like... it's like, no, those women were doing fine before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, whatever.
Now they all died of COVID.
Did they? Mm-hmm. Comorbidities?
Yeah, they had at least 4 each.
that would make me sad.
Mm-hmm.
If COVID started taking hot fat girls, dude, then I would be all for locking us up like mm-hmm. Australia. No yeah. more hot bitches. No more fat hot bitches.
It
to
is
die.
Very funny that Australia did lockdown, like hard lockdowns for years, and then this Omicron shit hits, and they can't doesn't do anything. Mm-hmm. It doesn't stop it. Now they're all getting COVID.
Are they?
Yeah, it's like you could have been riding around kangaroos.
You could have been fucking
yep.
throwing been, boomerangs.
Then the boomerang came mm-hmm. back. Playboy.
You could have been with S&M guys in the desert doing a race for oil.
That's
you know,
right.
And water.
That's ooh, right. Should I watch Fury Road this
You actually? Probably yeah. should.
We should watch all of his movies. Happy Feet.
Oh, that's right. He did Happy Feet.
Babe 2.
Really?
Yeah.
That's sick.
The first three. Thunderdome.
Babe 2 is what I call my nuts.
Why?
Two babes.
Why wouldn't you call it? Oh, I guess so. But one of the nuts is Babe 2. The other one is Babe 1.
They're both babes. Two babes.
The left nut is the pig in the city.
No, my dick is the pig in the city. And the babes are my nuts.
What
Why are you
Who
saying
cares,
that off,
dude?
Mind?
The episode is over, Adam. It's too it late to get plugs in. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you blew it. Sorry.
Well, you have 45 seconds exactly.
But what date is it?
I don't know.
I was in Chicago on the 11th and 12th of February, and the following weekend I was in Boston. Follow the space.
Penelope Cruz breasts.
Does she show them?
I don't know.
Anyway, so it's the glove of his life.
Oh yeah, let's see. You so promised the
glove
people.
Of my, it's
yeah.
a pitcher, and he gets a different glove. His glove is ruined, and he's bad at pitching. Mm-hmm. And then he like finds the original glove, and he's still bad at pitching. And then he can't figure out what it is. And then he remembers that he used to fuck the glove.
Mm.
And he just has to have sex.
Oh, he's an object sexual.
Damn. She's fucking awesome. Holy shit.
She's the hottest.
God damn, dude.
I like the other Penelope Luce.
Oh, what the fuck? What movie is this? Javier Bardem got to suck on her tits?
Oh, Vicky Cristina.
You just got to, folks at home, you got to look it up and you can find out more about Penelope Nude.
Vicky Cristina.
Oh, I got to reboot Vicky Cristina Barcelona.
No, dude, they.